You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidi Eberi Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
I have a message titled, Stop by the Potter's House. Stop by the Potter's House. It's a message of encouragement. It's a message to tell you that God is a sovereign God and He knows all that you are going through. If only you will allow Him to lead you, if only you will allow Him to direct you. There is a song by this same title, Stop by the Potter's House, by Tramaine Hawkins. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read the lyrics and we'll go into the message. It says, in case you are falling by the wayside of life, dreams are visions shattered, you are all broken inside, you don't have to stay in that shape that you are in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. Verse 2 says, in case your situation has turned upside down and all that you have accomplished is now on the ground, you don't have to stay in the shape that you are in. The potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. He said, you who are broken, stop by the potter's house. You may need mending. Stop by the potter's house. Give him the fragments of your broken life. My friend, the potter wants to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together again. The chorus says, joy in the potter's house, peace in the potter's house, love in the potter's house. There is salvation in the potter's house. There is healing in the potter's house. There is deliverance in the potter's house. You will find everything you need in the potter's house. Praise the Lord. We all know who the potter is. I'm sure some of us have the cups, the plates, you know, the vases that we use in our houses. Praise the Lord. They are all made by the potter. And this song by Tramaine Hawkins is saying, it doesn't matter whether everything has gone upside down. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished is on the ground. It doesn't matter whether you have lost everything that you worked hard for. It doesn't matter how rough you think life has treated you. He said, stop by the potter's house to receive from the potter. He said, for in the potter's house, everything that you need is in the potter's house. Stop by the potter's house. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, stop by the potter's house for whatever that you need. Praise the Lord. You know, the key verse is taken from Jeremiah 18, verses 1 to 8. Jeremiah 18, 1 to 8. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessels that he made of the clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel. It seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, said the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. Either nation against whom I have pronounced, turn from the evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. Praise the Lord. We all know the story of Jeremiah. That was a prophet that was sent to Judah before they went into captivity. God called him at a very tender age, a young boy. He was even afraid to step out to answer the call of God. He said, but I'm a child. God said, he would not say you're a child. I will put the word in your mouth, and whatever I give to you, you go out there and speak. So if you read the book of Jeremiah, you see God showing him things, practical things, to illustrate his relationship with Israel. Praise the Lord. And here, he's telling Jeremiah, go and visit the potter's house. And I will show you how the potter works. And he says, you see, as the potter works, sometimes he's trying to mold something, and if it's a bit defective or not functional the way I want it to be, the potter will do what? Take it back and remold it. And he says, tell the nation of Israel, I am the Almighty God. That even if I have pronounced something against them and they change, I'm able to do what? To bring them back to where they ought to be. And that applies to each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. Who is a potter? You know, in the scripture here, the potter here is who? It's God. You know, the art of pottery, or put it that way, the potter's art has been as old as mankind. You see, the Bible scholars will tell that Egyptian monuments gave evidence that it was known in Egypt before the entrance of the Hebrews into the country. Now, what does the potter do? Before a potter will go into molding anything, first of all, the first thing that he has to have a picture in his heart. He will decide whether I want to mold a cup, right? Or a plate. Or a vase. So, he must have a picture in his heart. Remember, God is the potter here. And who is the clay? We are the clay. So the first thing that you have to understand here is that God Almighty has a picture of you as a finished product even before creation. Are you with me? He told Jeremiah, he said, before your mother, before your parents came together, I've already known you, I've already formed you. I've already ordained you a prophet. And I want to tell everyone that is here today that you are special to the Almighty God. It doesn't matter what your environment is trying to define you. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter whether you've been broken into pieces. God had a picture in mind before he did what? He created you. It doesn't matter even if you had out of wedlock or two parents, two people in ignorance gave birth to you. No. God had a picture of you before you came into this world. I want you to understand that. Because a lot of people make a lot of mistakes in life because they don't understand who they are. And because they don't understand who they are prone to abuse. And every wind of trusting comes and blows them apart because they don't know who they are. I want you to know today that God had you in mind before you were created. That's why he says that we are fearfully and wonderfully what? Made. And when I say fearfully here, God cannot fear anybody. Do you understand what I'm saying? He is simply saying, I took special care. I thought of you. I saw the end point of what I wanted to be before I created you. So you are special to God. Tell your neighbor, you are special to God. Praise the Lord. So the Almighty God put his thought on you, created you for a purpose. Because before the potter will even leave his house, you know, in those days, early in the morning, they leave their house to go and look for clay. Before he's even leaving the house, he already has in mind what he wants to make. Praise the Lord. Genesis 1:26-27. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him. Male and female created he them. So you are created in God's image. Ye are God. Praise the Lord. God created you in his image and put his breath inside of you. That is what makes you special. And he gave you authority, gave you and I authority to have what? Dominion. So nobody should make you feel worthless. Nobody should define what you should be, because they are not your maker. They are not your, they are not the potter. Praise the Lord. Genesis 2:7 says, and the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground. You see, he's the potter. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became what? A living what? Soul. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God wants the best for you. You know, the problem mankind has is that they don't want to follow God. They don't want to serve God. They want to serve God on their own terms. We have entitlement mentality. God must do this for me. But what are we doing for God? And we are putting some mentality into church. You want to serve God, but on your own terms. It's like the clay asking the potter, mold me this way. Can the clay talk? Even when God formed man from the dust, right? Man was what? A lifeless object. Until he put his breath into the clay. Bible says he became a living soul. Why don't we then submit ourselves to the potter to mold us into that very thing that he wants you and I to be? Instead of struggling to tell the potter, mold me this way. I don't like the way you made me. And God doesn't make mistakes. Anything he has made is for what? A purpose. There is a purpose for which you are created. There is a role that you're supposed to play in the kingdom that no other person will be able to play it. Because every one of us, he has made what? Unique. And that is why no two persons have the same what? DNA. Because you are unique in formation and in creation. And he has a special assignment for you. The world is waiting for you to manifest the glory of God. And who cannot manifest the glory of God until we submit to the potter to mold us the way he wants to mold us. Praise the Lord. So the next thing that you see from the potter, apart from the fact that before he leaves to bring the clay, he already has a picture of what he wants to mold. And I want you to have that picture in your head that God Almighty created you for a purpose. And that purpose has not changed. Praise the Lord. Now the potter, as he gets to the venue where he has the clay, he takes special time to pick the clay. Oh, he will pick the clay. Because it's not every clay that is good for molding. He will look for what is the best for that work. And as he picks the clay, he will allow the clay, you know, to go through a process. As he's picking those clay materials, he is still looking at the finished product. Are you with me? What kind of clay am I choosing for this assignment? For this product I'm about to create? Little wonder, when you get to the book of Judges 6, 11 to 15. Let us read. Judges 6, 11 to 15. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. What is on the line that? Thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where be all the miracles which our fathers told of, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, Go in their might. Praise the Lord. Thou, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? And said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. How can you call a man who was hiding from the Midianites? He was in a wine press. In a wine press is where you process wine, right? Process grapes to produce wine. He was there threshing his wheat to hide from the Midianites. That's a cowardly act. Is that not? He was fearful. He was afraid. But when the Almighty God sent the angel to him, he said, Thou mighty man of what? Valor. See, God was seeing the reason why he created it. And that was what he was addressing. He said, Gideon, no more excuses. Gideon, you may be a coward, but that is not why I created you. You know, as I was reading this, something just hit me. And even as he was complaining, when he finished, the angel looked at him and said, Go in thy might. He didn't even consider what he was saying. He said, I have made you a warrior. I have created to be a strong man to deliver your people. Gideon, go and deliver them. Go in your might. God is seeing the finished product. Today you may not be where you ought to be, but you need to understand the purpose why he created you and begin to live and walk in it. He had you in mind before the clay was formed. Praise the Lord. His eyes are fixed on the finished product and not on the raw material. Sometimes we go through life, we make mistakes. We are still in the processing lab. Praise the Lord. You know, he picks the raw material, the clay, and he starts work. Sometimes we go through life, through areas that we never bargained for. And sometimes we'll give up too soon. Gideon gave up too soon. But God said, Gideon, I look beyond your mistakes. Gideon, I look beyond all the faults that you think you have. And I see what I have purposed for you to be. Gideon, if only you would trust me. Go in your might, for I am with you. The problem that we have is our inability to trust the potter to mold us and shape us into what he wants us to be. Praise the Lord. Now, when the potter brings the clay from the field, these are where we want us to listen very well. He puts his feet on the clay to remove impurity. You know, they use their leg. If depending on how big, they use their leg to match it, You know, in this era now, they have modern ways of processing it. They will first of all, you know, use certain things to process. But in those days, they use their feet to do what? Match it. Praise the Lord. You know, it says clay in its natural state was seldom fit for use. Several stages of preparation were usually necessary. The clay must be softened before it can be what? Fashioned. The clay must be what? Softened. God will want to soften you, bring you to the place of submission. The clay yields. Because for it to mold it into any shape, it has to do what? You have to submit. Am I communicating? So he will match it, soften it until it becomes soft. But the problem that we have, some of us do not want to what? Submit. God is trying to soften that area of your life, trying to bring you to what he wants it to be, right? And I said, no, Lord, I don't want it that way. A clay telling the potter how it has to be shaped. That is our biggest problem and challenge. The clay is mixed with water and sifted to remove any stones or foreign objects that should not be there. So they will add water and begin to do what? Remove impurities. Sometimes the process you are going through in life, God is removing impurities from your life. He's removing stones that are not needed. Because those stones, if allowed to be there, when you get to the finished product, it will bring a crack. And the product will not be a good product. Imagine if you have a cup made from clay, right? And on one side you see a huge stone inside there. And you use your hand and touch it and it goes up. There is a hole in the cup. The product automatically becomes what? Defective. So what the potter does is that he has to use his hand to begin to do what? Go through the clay. As he softens and, you know, try to, you know, shape it, he will be removing what? Every impurity that is inside the clay. So that it will be fit for the master's use. In life, we have certain things in our life that ought not to be there. And God Almighty wants to remove this. We have certain manners, behaviors, you know, that we have that cannot serve the master's purpose. And sometimes he allows you to go through that process of softening you to remove those impurities. Praise the Lord. Then after that, the potter we place the clay on a clean floor and begin to work on it back and forth, over and over, until all the air pockets are removed. Because if there's an air pocket inside the clay, when it goes through the heating process, it will become a problem. Praise the Lord. So he goes through it. He said, once the right consistency is obtained, he will pick up the clay off the floor and place it on the potter's wheel. How many people have seen a potter's wheel? Has anybody seen how the potter uses the wheel to make something? Now, there's a wheel. In those days, it was done manner as they step on it, the wheel will be rotating. And the potter will put the clay on top of the wheel, using the hand to shape it to whatever shape that he wants. Are you with me? And every time the wheel is moving, the clay will come back, you know, over and over to the potter. And the potter with his hand will keep on doing what? Touching it. Sometimes God allows us to go through the wheel of life. Sometimes you think you are moving in a circle, but the potter is putting you through a process to refine you, to bring out the best of what he wants from you. Praise the Lord. He will put his hand on you. You know, the potter will put his hand on the clay and begin to shape it. And as the wheel is rotating, you know, if it's a plate that they want to make, you know, as it's rotating, they will use hand and until they get the shape that they want. Isaiah 64:8. He said, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou our potter. And we all are the work of thy hands. We are the work of thy hands. So while you're on the wheel, say he will begin molding the product. This involves applying pressure in certain areas that he needs to change. We may not like this pressure, but understand, he is the one making the vessel and knows what is best for you. You see, what he's saying here is that when the clay is on the wheel and is rotating, and they put the raw clay on it, if you want a bowl to be produced, at the base is bigger, at the bottom is smaller, right? So as the thing is rotating, the hand of the potter is round it. Then as it's getting to area, he wants it to be short, it'll be smaller in breadth. He will press it till he put more pressure. So as he's rotating, he's putting more pressure until he gets the shape he wants. Those pressures happen to us in life. Maybe it is your career. Maybe it is your marriage. Maybe it is your finances. Maybe it's academics. Maybe it is your family. There are things that God wants to straighten out. Sometimes you go through that pressure because he wants to bring out a beautiful clay at the end of the day. How do we allow God to do this? When we are under pressure in life, do we run away from him and say, oh no, potter, the pressure is too much, don't do it again? Or do we allow the potter to do his work? Praise the Lord. Now, as he's moving on the wheel, the vessel is being formed. The one that he has desired to make. There are all kinds of vessels that need to be made. Praise the Lord. Romans 9:20-23. He said, nay, but O man, who art thou that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me toss? Had not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? What if God, willing to show his wrath, to make his power known, endure with much long suffering the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessel of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory? The clay cannot tell the potter what to make. And one that wants us to lead, there's another thing you're living here today. God is a sovereign God. He's the potter. Let us submit to him. Let us yield to him. And let him mold us into the shape of what he wants us to be, in the name of Jesus. And if in the process of making a particular vessel, and the potter sees that the product is not proper, what happens? Can anybody tell me? Correct. He will break it and do what? Start all over again, you know, remold it. And when he has gotten the correct product that he wants, then you enter into the new phase of the process. Who can tell me what that phase is? So you already know the sermon. Let's clap for Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus. You know, in those days, depending on the use, you see, the amount of heat that the clay is subjected to is a function of its use. Am I communicating? In those days, if it is not meant to contain any liquid or anything, they sun dry it. They put it under the sun. Eh? If it's for decoration, it doesn't require to contain liquid or anything. They put it under the sun and it dries. Eh? Before it goes into the next process of polishing. But if it's going to carry water, if it's going to carry liquid, if you sun dry it and put liquid inside it, what happens? It will soften and go bad again. So depending on the vessel that the potter is making, that will determine the kind of fire the vessel will endure. So if the potter wants to make a vessel that will carry water and even go through a microwave, some of you have clay plates. You put it inside a microwave, right? And it doesn't break. I'll tell you why. When the potter has finished molding, He now takes this clay into fire. And the fire is increased to about 500 degrees centigrade. You don't get it. You don't get it. Some of you are going through fire. It is because the Almighty God has a special purpose for you. If you are going to carry anointing that will raise the dead, you have to go through certain processes in life that will mold you, that will shape you, bring you to submission, pass you through fire. So that when the anointing comes, it will not destroy you. So the potter put the plate inside the oven. First, 1 degree. Say fire. Second, you're crying, oh Lord, this fire is too much. Huh? Don't be you say, Lord, use me. Oh Lord, use me to raise the dead. Lord, use me to take the nations, right? Hey, 10 degrees centigrade. He said, Lord, this fire is too much. Praise the Lord. He said, but you know, I have already purposed for you to win the nations. I purposed for you to pull down evil altars. I purpose for you to do what? To raise the dead. To be signs, to be of signs and wonders. And when it's only 10 degrees, I say, Lord, the fire is too much. Take me out. The potter says, that is not. If I take you out, you will not fulfill that purpose. So the best thing for you is to submit to the potter and go through the process. 20 degrees centigrade. The fire, the plate is still in the oven. 30 degrees centigrade. 50. 100, what are boils at what degree? 100, what are start boiling? And you will have thought, okay, they're going to put water inside me now. 100, say no. 150. 200. So when you see your plate next time or cup next time, respect it. It has endured fire. Praise the Lord. 250. He said, hit it. And the potter is there. It's not as if he abandoned it. He's looking. 300 degrees centigrade. He said, increase the fire. So when you're praying some prayer, Lord, use me. Use me. I want to be the, use me to win the whole world. Blah, blah. Better get ready for the preparation. Some of us want the end product, but we don't want to go through the process. And that's the problem we have in church today. People are in church. They don't want to even endure little hardship. Come to church. They come late. Come and serve. They don't even want to serve. But you want God to make you a blessing to the nations, right? It doesn't work like that. That is a lie they have told us over a long time. 24 hours miracle, nothing. It's a lie. There is no 24 hours miracle. And when they preach this sermon, they use Joseph. Say, oh, Joseph was in prison and in 24 hours, he became a prime minister. They won't tell you 13 years. He went from the pit, from being the father's best son, beloved son, praise the Lord, into the pit. Into the pit, they almost killed him. That was like 10 degrees centigrade. He would have thought, okay, a fine boy, no people, enter inside pit. I'll soon come out. Next thing, into slavery. They put chains on his leg and on his neck and on his hands. In the hot sun in the desert. And they were marching. That was like 100 degrees centigrade. He would have thought, Joseph, come out now. No. He was sold again. Ended up in Potiphar's house. Ended up in the prison. They won't tell you all that preparation. Maybe that was like 300. In prison. He said, oh, I even interpreted a dream for the baker and the butler. Oh, they will help me. Maybe I'm coming out soon. 2 years passed. Everybody forgot him. The fire was the potter said, increase the fire. 400. 450. And he was saying, fire. I can imagine even the people put the fire. Ah, okay, you never do. He said, more what? Fire. 500 degrees centigrade. Then the potter looks at the clay. The clay is hardened. The clay is toughened for the assignment that he's going to carry out. Lord, use me. Lord, I want to raise the dead. Lord, I want. And a small challenge comes. He said, God, but why? I will not serve you again because you've not done this for me. Chai. It's lack of understanding. There is no 24 hours miracle. Miracles do happen. But as those people that
at went through that miracle. They went through a process. The woman with the issue of blood, they won't tell you about the 12 years that she was going all over the place, smelling. Everybody abandoned her. She lost all her money. Even doctors are making a mockery of her. In fact, I remember when I preached, they said, one thing that the Holy Spirit led me to talk was that even the doctors are making money off her. They said, ah, she's a rich woman, though. They will call Dr. A. I want to refer the woman to you. When she comes, make your own money. This is incredible. So they will come out and say, ah, try this medicine. Try this medicine. They will collect all the money. Say, I don't collect my own. They will pass out to another person. They won't tell you that story. They will just say, oh, Jesus was passing by and she just touched the hem of the garment. What happened? And she was healed. They won't tell you the process. 12 years under. You know, in those days, if you have issue of blood, you can't even be around people. You are unclean. I don't know what your own fire is. Some people are at their 10 degrees. If you have prayed and said, God, use me, and the master has proposed to use you as a strong and fearful vessel, prepare for 500 degrees centigrade. You know, hard truth sometimes is very tough. But if you'll be used for decoration, I'll put you somewhere. When you look at like mirror, you want to call, they all see your face and go. Maybe 10 degrees will be okay for you. Praise the Lord. So you see, the potter, if I want to have in my notes, he exposes the clay to a minimum of 500 degrees centigrade. What did he say? Minimum. That means sometimes the fire could go what? Go much, much higher. He says, fire time was also very crucial. He had to stay in the fire long enough for the chemical process in the clay to start working. The fire will bring out some things, some anointing that has already been put in you the day you are created. Remember, he's the potter. He knows what he wants you to do for him, right? There are certain things that will not come until you've gone through a process. I went somewhere yesterday, you know, with my friends, and one of them, they all laughing at me. When I thought about, all of us are in business, and everybody had a fair share of his own crisis. He said, whenever he sees me, he cannot visualize me as a businessman. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And the way he said, he was so emphatic, he said, Chidebere, I've never seen you. Whenever I see you, I don't see you as a businessman. I see you as a man of God. So, you know, as he said, Pastor, don't waste your time. That business, it was God that shut it down. Praise the Lord. He said, it was God that shut it down. So stop whining. I was going to say, this happened. There are some things that it is God himself will do, because what he's taking you to, if I let you go in that direction, you might not fulfill it. I'll look at him like this. He was preaching to the converted. Praise the Lord. Some of us are in that process. You are going through something in life. Why don't you stop and say, Lord, is it you or is it the devil? Before you bind and cast, find out where the heat is coming from. It might be the potter, the master, trying to mold you into the vessel that he wants you to be. Praise the Lord. He said, once the smoothing process has been accomplished, once the air bubble, the fire removes air bubbles, and the potter will now smoothen it. After the holding, they will now, like, if I want to use the words and paper, they just smoothen any this thing to make it. Then before, they will now go into the new level of painting and glazing. Praise the Lord. So in glazing and painting, he will begin to, you know, glaze it, paint it, to have what? A beautiful picture of what he wants to do. So when he finishes with the glazing, praise the Lord, what does he see? Sometimes when he brings the vessel, what does he see? He will see his image in you. Remember, we are read in Genesis 1. We are made in his image. But between the clay and going through the process of a finished product, there is a process to go. And when it's true, he will not truly see what? His image in you. Praise the Lord. He will put his anointing in you. This is the painting of the vessel, the glazing of the vessel. This is what makes the vessel what? Attractive. When you've been through fire, praise the Lord. When you've gone through the process and he puts his anointing on you. When people now see you, they don't see the you, but they see the God that is in you. When people now are attracted to you, it is not because of you, because if it is you, the way you are, they will not admire you. They won't come to you. Now they see the glory. Remember when the master finished painting and glazing, he sees his image on the product, right? And that is what people now begin to see. When they look, they see God in you. So you go through that process because God has a bigger assignment for you. Sometimes, going through this process is changing our character. Everyone here, if I say, how many people want to carry anointing? Almost everybody raise their hand. How many people want to be multi-millionaires? Almost everybody will jump. If I want to, in fact, you know, I always tell people, I said, there are different ways of growing the church. You can use just telling them, find things they like. There's somebody here, you'll be a billionaire. Everyone shout, amen. They say, it's into my life. But if they tell you the process you have to go to be that billionaire, some of you will say, Mba, let me stay where I am. Praise the Lord. And being a billionaire, you know, you will think it is for ourselves. If God is going to make you a treasurer, it is what? For his own purpose. Any money or anything that God puts into your hand is not for your own what? Selfish use. It's for the benefit of the kingdom. So you know, some people, you can also come and say, God will say, oh, move. You know, remember that young man that God wanted to make the 13th disciple? He said, Lord, I am a holy child. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I don't womanize. I don't tell lies. I'm obedient to my parents. He was a rich boy. He has never lacked anything. And the Lord was looking at him. Like I said, Lord, clap him. Well done, my son. He said, but there's one more thing. He said, you're a candidate for discipleship. I want you to come walk with me. And the criteria for working with me is that everything that you have, sell it and give to the poor. And Bible says, he was grieved. But he didn't realize that God was offering him the best thing to offer anybody. Because who gave him the wealth? God. He said, leave all those things. I've seen your heart. You are a good candidate to be a disciple. Come along with me. The Bible said he was grieved. Maybe if he had agreed, he would have been the 13th disciple. And maybe he would have been the one that would replace Judas when Judas messed up. But he was grieved and he lost out. God wants to put the best on you. And you know another thing that the potter does when he finishes, when they are finished going through the fire, glazing and painting, you know another thing they do? They put their signature. If you check any finished product, you see either they put a small stamp, you know, saying manufactured by. If it's artwork, they will sign off. They put their signature on it. And they put their name to it. Same thing the potter does with you and I. When God has finished with you, he will give you a name. He will put his name on you. People will no longer define you by who you were years back. They will not address you by the name that he has put on you after he has finished going through the process and, you know, making you. Why don't we? You want a good name. Who wants a better name here? Praise the Lord. Let us yield to the potter. And when he has finished, he can call this one golden plate. He can call this one, you know, he can give you different names depending on the purpose. Some will be flower vase. They are just to be in the house, shining. They put beautiful flowers every morning. The thing smells fine. Some, their own assignment is to enter water every time. They use them to eat. After eating a bath, they will scrub it, you know, put it inside water. Wash it again. Some other ones, their own is to enter microwave every time. So you put the soup inside it. It will go through, but it's going to fire again. It's no longer feeling it because what? The fire of the microwave is what degree centigrade. So when they're throwing things at you, it doesn't concern you. They throw arrow. Boom. It will just drop. Boom. You know why? You've been through fire, 500 and something degrees and above. And are bringing small fire of 50 degrees centigrade. Odeshi. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. After going through this process, then we are fit for the master's use. 2 Timothy 2, 20 to 21. 2 Timothy 2, 20 to 21. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. 21. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Stop there, just leave it there. He said, if a man therefore purge himself, if a man therefore allow God to mold him, lead him through the process, go through the fire, he said, he shall become what? A vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use. You see, the purpose of creation is to be of value to the master. And I want you to reflect this morning. Are you of value to the master? Can the master use you? See yourself as a vessel to serve the Almighty God. If you are a plate, what kind of plate are you unto God? Is it the one that should use to serve kings? No, there are all kinds of plates in a rich man's house. Right? Some plates, they use it to serve dog food. Bingo, 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 bingo. They drop the plate there. Some other plates, you use to serve regular people in the house, right? Some other plates, when they have some level of visitor, they bring out the plates, right? Some other plates, if they have a special visitor coming, they bring out a special plate. But there are some plates that don't even, they are kept for the Almighty God. In those days, if you enter the temple, in the Holy of Holies, there are some things you see. They are there permanently for the Almighty God. What kind of vessel are we? We may be going through all kinds of challenges, like Tremaine Hawkins said in his lyrics. He said, in case you've fallen by the wayside of life, maybe your dreams and visions have been shattered. Maybe you are broken inside. See, you don't have to stay in that shape that you are in. The potter wants to put you back together again. The potter wants to put you back together again. In case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground, you don't have to stay in that shape that you are in. The potter wants to put you back together again. You who are broken, stop by the potter's house. I don't know what you're going through, but if someone says stop by the potter's house, I don't know the crisis you're going through. I always tell some people, I said, never you say you understand what a man is going through, because we are not wired the same way to react to the same problem. So two of you might be going through the same problem, but we are wired differently. You can never understand what that man or woman is going through. Only the maker will understand what that person is going through. So are you broken? Are you in crisis? Are you depressed? Have they told you there is no hope for you? Have they told you that they are hopeless? Have they written you off? Stop by the potter's house. Let him remold you. Don't give up on God. Some people are so depressed and they want to kill themselves. Some people are so depressed that they are giving up on God. This morning he's saying, my son, my daughter, even if you are broken, stop by my house. Let me mold you again. Let me turn you to a new design. Maybe those cracks, when put together, will become a new design that people will appreciate. Stop by the potter's house. Let us burden our heads.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services, and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muri Okola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us.